Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode. We are just days away from the next big holiday. Halloween.
No. Ooh. Creepy. Spooky.
We are. And if you're a mom, I'll tell you, it's like every year Halloween ramps up a little bit more for me. You know, I remember.
You always add another inflatable in
your
yard.
We always add some sort of decoration in the yard. But it's like every year my responsibilities, the costumes get heightened. This year.
Yeah.
I was reflecting on this before we hit record. We're doing the four of us in the morning show are dressing up. So I've been like trying to coordinate that, Amazoning that. River has one costume that she's going to trick-or-treat and do her trunk-or-treats in, and then another costume that she's going to wear to school. So I've been like, you know.
In costume land.
Well, I've been trying to spend lots of money trying to make sure that everybody is appropriately dressed.
Costume.
And I'm tired. I'm tired. And Halloween, as we record this, just so you know.
Is a couple weeks away.
Is 2 weeks away. Yeah.
Well, I am the opposite. Oh. I literally drew a hard line and said, I'm not buying anything. I'm spending zero money. Everyone dig around in the house for a costume. We fortunately have, you know, a large hand-me-down bin of costumes. So I literally said, find something that fits, guys. Which they did. Everyone's fine. Bennett wanted to be a unicorn, which we did not have. But fortunately, a friend had one we could borrow. So we're all, and, you know, Ellery's trying to, like, make it into a family thing. Like, well, this is our theme. And I'm like, no, we're just random. It's not going to match. It's not going to go. We're just six people dressed up in random costumes, okay? This is what's happening this year. Because we did the family costume last year, and now I'm like, it was too much work.
I forgot. And then Brian and I, like, so separate from my work costume, Brian and I have costumes, which Brian, who never takes onus of, like, purchasing anything, went all out to purchase our Halloween costume.
Oh, well, good for him. Wait, can you tell? Or is it a surprise?
No, I'm going to tell you. It's like I'm a frog, and it's like a whole frog costume.
Is it like one of those inflatable ones?
No, I don't know, but it's like a onesie. It has padding around the middle.
Oh, my. What is Brian?
He's a skeleton. I literally...
You don't go together?
No, we don't go together. We allow River to like, hey, like, what should we be? So River's going to be like a fairy princess, and I'm going to be the frog. Like, we're going to be like the princess and the frog. It sort of works as like a joint costume. But really the truth
is Brian a skeleton?
Well, because that's what River wanted him to be. So that's what I was saying. So like he like logs on and spends like $60 on these costumes because like River was like, and he was like, I mean, are you sure about this frog? And you know, I'm like cooking dinner. I'm like, whatever. Like just order. Okay?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
have time. I already got too many costumes in my head. Then it comes and I'm like,
have you tried it on?
Oh yeah. I was like, this is the least attractive, sexy costume. And Brian was like, I tried to tell you that. I was like, was there a like trampy frog that I could have gotten like a sexy frog? Karen, it's bad.
Wow, I need to see this.
Oh, I mean, I was like, wait, where are we wearing these? And he was like, trick or treating. And I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Get ready, neighbors.
It's bad. So Brian tried on his skeleton costume, which is also a onesie, and his is like black. And he's like, dude, I'm gonna wear this like skeleton costume everywhere because I gotta tell you, it's like very slimming. It's like the opposite, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
He's like,
he got himself something that makes him look
good.
Yes.
I mean, this frog costume has padding in all the wrong places.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know.
So we actually had a very early Halloween party. So we had to get all of our...
Oh, yeah. Did you wear your Maverick and Goose
Yeah, we
costume.
Wore our Maverick and Goose. And it was so funny. The kids were... It was... You know how kids are. I feel like they didn't even notice for a while. And then they just were like, wait, are you guys matching? And we're like, yes, we're literally wearing the exact same thing. And they're like, so what are you again? And so we were like, we're fighter pilots, yeah. You know. And Gregory's trying to explain, like, the... What is it? The Naval Air Force or whatever they're
Sure.
In.
I don't know.
And, of course, the kids don't get it at all.
We barely get it, as evidence of this conversation.
And although I do feel like Top Gun is back in now because – or was a couple years ago.
I feel
that
like
movie
last,
came out.
Like last year when the movie came
when
out.
When we didn't
I mean,
do it, yeah.
Typical Zach Lex, like just one year
you're
behind.
A little bit behind here, folks. anyway, so then I heard Henry telling another friend, separate from the Halloween party, telling another friend, like they were having a Halloween costume discussion. He's like, yeah, my parents are like really cool pilots.
Oh.
And I was like, Mom, okay.
Did he like forget to preface it with like for Halloween? Because like maybe this kid just thinks you guys are like,
I don't know,
for a living,
it's,
really
it's
cool
just,
pilots.
It's just a whole hilarious thing.
I will
thing.
Tell you, Halloween is a racket, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But at the same time, it's like, what can we, like, I can't do this. I can't, like, I can't, it can't get any more. And also next year.
Unless you just say, pick out something that you've already
worn.
But
we don't
before.
Have that. We don't have, like,
well,
hand-me-downs.
Come to my house.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we did. We just don't. But I was going to say, like, next year, you and Greg can be a frog and a skeleton. Is that what we should do? Like, maybe amongst adults,
just
we should just swap.
Well, sounds like I really don't want to be the frog. You didn't really sell it if you want me to borrow it, Katie.
I mean, I will say this. It's comfortable. You're going to be
sure.
comfortable. You can eat all the candy you want.
Same as Goose and Maverick. Okay. At this party, one of the other girls was like, great idea. That just looks comfy and warm. I'm like, yep. That's why I pull it out.
It's like,
we don't
jumpsuit.
Have
you have like the
yeah, it's
like,
a flight jump, suit.
The
yeah.
flight suit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With the aviator sunglasses?
Green. You just have to throw on the jumpsuit. We got the badge that has our name, the little wings pin, all the badges sewn on years ago. You just throw on those aviators and you're done.
That's it, huh?
Easy peasy.
Mm-hmm. Where's the pictures of this?
Oh, I could pull out some pictures from way back in the day. I mean, I think we've literally had this costume
what happens
since
when
we
you
were
don't,
dating.
Yeah, like I was just going to say, like, what happens if you, like, don't, like, the year that you guys, like, no longer fit into these? Like, what happens?
I don't know. It's going to be a rough year. I'm going to have to actually spend some money on Halloween. I don't know. The funniest thing, too, is now there's a big debate and discussion over what Sam's going to wear because obviously he can't really verbalize. He's one and doesn't know.
I do have a dinosaur costume River wore. I'm thinking about that.
We have like five costumes that he fit. Like the girls put him into like all these different costumes one day.
Okay.
So he fits into plenty, but they're all arguing over which one he's going to be.
Well, could he? You know. I mean, I feel like there's like plenty of like trick or treating opportunities that we give like Halloween.
I mean, I'm
spice it up.
It's pretty terrible to change that child's diaper
right. Or
like change his clothes in general. I'm not doing a wardrobe change.
So, well, I mean, you could just wear he's going to go to school in costume or no?
You know, I don't know. He's at a new preschool this year, so I haven't even thought about that whole thing. We wore one to the Halloween party. We'll probably do another one trick or treat. It'll all get worked out.
Switch it up. Poor
it's
Sam.
Just funny how it's like, yeah, he's like the baby who doesn't have an opinion
yet. Next year,
yet,
Sam's
so.
Going to be like,
here's what I want to be, folks.
Yeah.
Nobody's telling me whether I'm a monkey or a dragon this year. I'm picking out of the bin that is all the hand-me-downs.
Okay.
So speaking of Halloween.
So this comes from today.com. I've actually seen this a couple of different versions of this or this question asked a couple of times. It's how old is too old to trick or treat? An etiquette expert weighs in on trick or treat age limits. I didn't realize this, but there are areas like Chesapeake, Virginia says that the cutoff age for trick or treating is age 14. I want to say I saw in Canada, they also, a town in Canada had a cutoff of 16 and older. I didn't realize this. And so they did a poll and they asked,
how old is too
old?
Yeah,
how old is too old? And 26% of the respondents said that children are never too old for the tradition. That's according to a 2021 study. 46% of parents agreed to that in a survey that today.com did. So, what'd you think?
Yeah, I was reminiscing on my
trick-or-treating days.
Yes. I definitely did it some in high school. I can't remember if
really?
I did it all the way to senior year. But, yeah, like, your friends come over and you wear something. I don't know what we would wear. But, I do. I feel like after high school, and no, don't do it after high school.
No.
I feel like if you want to do it in high school and you're going out with your friends and you're not being disruptive. Crazy,
well,
like,
that's what they talk about in this article is that, like, I think the concern is the older you get, kind of like the rowdier it becomes.
Right, right.
You know, Halloween is already such a chaotic night.
Well, I will say this. I think that, and it mentions this in the article, you know, we take our kids out before it gets dark.
Absolutely.
Like, we're like, okay, it's like 4:15. Are we going yet?
Do you really go that early?
No, but
that's,
I mean,
another,
like,
question that I always have. Yeah. Is like, how, like, what time do you go?
We have a neighborhood group, like, on Facebook. And so we kind of, there's some discussion there about, okay, like, this is the night and this is the time people are getting stuff going, and people will post like, I'm ready, whoever wants to start coming. So I feel like that's kind of part of it, is like the little kids go early, and by the time it's starting to get dark, they're ready to go to bed, they're tired, they can't see as well, you know. So I feel like it naturally works itself out that the littles go early and then the bigger kids go later. And so I've never felt, and our neighborhood is very busy, big trick-or-treat neighborhood, and I've never felt any drama with, oh, the big kids are being crazy,
right?
You know, just because we're home by pretty early.
Well, and this article talks about just, you know, keep in mind that like, before you're too critical, that they interview a mom who has a special needs kid who is a little bit older but presents as younger and wants to go trick-or-treating. So before you're, like, too critical, you don't know what the circumstances are. I think, I'll be honest with you, I was thinking, I know that I went trick-or-treating in middle school, maybe a time or two. I came from one of those I lived on a farm, so I had to go into town to trick-or-treat. And they did it, like, not on Halloween. Like, it was, like, a Sunday before Halloween from, like, 2 to 5. I remember going trick-or-treating then, but I definitely did not go trick-or-treating
in high school. I mean, I don't think I went every year of high school. I feel like I went my freshman year, or maybe sophomore, you know. I say there's so little joy in the world these days.
Well, ain't that the truth?
If you want to go trick-or-treating, go trick-or-treating.
If all you want is a little candy, like, give it to me.
I don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
My personal take.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Mom's the word.
You're not a dry shampoo person, right?
I'm not.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. So I have a dry shampoo. There's a couple of ones that I use, but my favorite is super cheap. It's Not Your Mother's. That's the brand Clean Freak Tapioca Dry Shampoo. You can get it for like $9, like $8.99. Mine lasts me forever. In truth, I don't use dry shampoo as much as I would like to either, just because I find myself with my job consistently washing my hair, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But on the weekends, I will use this, and I love this stuff. It works. It's cheap. And, I mean, what more can you ask for from a dry shampoo?
I love it. I mean, a lot of people do it. And maybe I need to try again.
One hairstylist I went to said that dry shampoo is not for dirty hair. It's actually for clean hair. Like, it gives you a little bit of, like, more body. I have never used it that way, but it's always sort of stuck in my mind. You know, I don't know. Like, my hair is super fine. So is Rivers, by the way. And sometimes I think about, like, you put a little dry shampoo in there and it gives it, like, a little bit of texture.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
There you go. There's your hair tip for the day.
All right. I like it. This next article I loved. I feel like I'm going to print this and put it in my house and just come back to it.
Okay.
I thought I had tons of good advice.
Okay.
The title, which I feel like many of us can relate to, Why Do We Make the Same Mistakes as Our Parents?
From The Guardian, by the way.
So, and we've talked on this podcast before about how there does seem to be a pretty big generational shift, if you will, in parenting, to me at least. So this talks about, you know, of course, all parents want to love their children but also have boundaries. How do we do that? I wrote down this quote that I just thought really hit home for me. Much of what we have inherited sits just outside of our awareness. That makes it hard to know whether we are reacting in the here and now to our child's behavior or whether our responses are more rooted in the past. And I feel like that was such a good description of how much of it are we not cognizant of, mm-hmm. right? Are we not thinking about?
By the way, I wrote that same quote down.
Did you?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It's just kind of lurking there, and it is kind of hard to know, okay, when our child has an issue or a meltdown, yeah. are we reacting to them mm-hmm. or are we reacting to the way our parents reacted when we did that? I will say, and this article talks a lot about how you were treated when you were raised. And I don't feel like I have maybe just because of my kids' ages, I don't feel like I have a lot of memories of my parents, how they were treating me at the age of my kid, like little,
yeah.
you know, like 5 to 8.
No,
I don't
think
have many memories
true.
Of, you know, I feel like in general, I wasn't getting in trouble a lot. I don't, yeah. you know, it was just kind of like, I remember times from there, but I don't remember particular parenting issues or dramas, right, as a child from that time period. But I do think, and it talks about in here, when you feel difficult emotions, that's a warning sign. So when you're parenting and you're feeling those icky kind of, you can tell you're going down that path, that's when you should kind
stop.
Of stop and think about, okay, this is a warning sign that something's happening here. Name your feelings and find a different response that doesn't necessarily blame the children, that doesn't hold them
right.
That
it's just not an it's not necessarily like an accurate response.
Right. That it might be something that you're dealing with, not an appropriate reaction to
whatever
what your children are dealing with.
So I always remember I read this somewhere years ago and it really resonated with me. Like some of the things that you don't like in other people are things that you specifically struggle with. So, like, if you don't like someone because they're, like, gossipy, it's because, like, you struggle with those same things. And I think this kind of, like, falls in line with that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, two things, when I was a kid, I'll never forget this, I was like, clumsy. Or, like, I was, like, made to feel clumsy. And I remember my, like, dad and stepmom, even when I was, like, I don't know, way beyond the age where this shouldn't have been a thing, like, they wouldn't let me pour my own milk. Like,
oh,
yes, because they would like be so irritated with me because they were like convinced. And I will say this, I have to find myself like, you know, River's 5. So not surprisingly, like she's, you know, like goldfish on the floor. She has spilled her own milk, milkshakes, water, juice. And it's like my first and it's always an accident, right? Mm-hmm. And my first reaction is always to be like super annoyed about it. And she'll look at me like we both pause for a second and she looks to see how I'll react. And I have to literally make myself be like, it's all right. It's cool. It's just an accident. Like,
yeah,
like not a big deal. So, I mean, this article really, because, I mean, it is just
and
an accident, by the way.
And it mentions lots of examples just
yeah,
like that.
Like you can't yell at a kid because they spilled their orange juice. She's 5, you know?
But, yes, but this talks about how there's so many things like that that parents, that's the thing that they get upset with their children about is the very way that they were treated, and they have to kind of have that mental discussion and thought process of, wait, this is why I'm reacting this way because my parents raised me XYZ.
Yeah, yeah. Just another example, my sister's youngest little boy has had had some health issues of recently, like just a kind of a cold after a cold, an ear infection after an ear infection. And there's some discussion about whether or not he has asthma. Anyway, I don't want to get too much into it. You know, I have asthma and it's like a genetic thing. And I had said to her at one point, like when I was little, like kindergarten, like, you know, early elementary school, I had asthma as a kid and I was like always homesick. My mom was like giving me like breathing treatments. I was like always getting pneumonia. You know, when you have asthma at that age, it leads to a lot of like just other things. Thankfully, I've grown out of it. Anyway, I said to her, like, you know, he's one, so he's a little bit too little to like really know about that stuff. But I was like, you know, if he does end up having this stuff and it's like you deal with this, like my advice is to like try not to verbalize so much just how frustrating it is to like consistently be worried about that. Because I do remember like my, you know, my mom was a single mom, like her picking me up from kindergarten to do like breathing treatments and just always feeling very like,
this is an annoying thing for her.
So, like, I am so, I'm such a sick kid. And like, this is so annoying to all the like grown-ups. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever said that to me. Like, you know, right, she would never have said that to me. But it was like one of the things, like it took me until I was like an adult to realize like, oh, I'm not like,
that wasn't my fault.
Well, and like, I'm not sickly, but it's like something that sticks mm-hmm. in your mind mm-hmm. that sort of imprints at that age. Mm-hmm. And so it just goes to show you that like, you know, you could see where as a parent, as you're like running around and you have like a sick kid, that would be easy mm-hmm. to be like mm-hmm. really annoyed. And then you have a kid yourself and kind right. of falling into that same, you know, and she's not doing any of that, but she has mentioned it like, oh, that was like so interesting. Like when you said that, because, you know, she was a year and a half younger than me and she like right. doesn't remember any of that.
Right, right.
You know,
well, it's funny. I do, you know, my one thing that I feel like is, and of course, I'm not a perfect parent by any means, but I try to react the right way. But I know that one of my big, my biggest issues is that I often feel overwhelmed, stressed,
yeah.
and trying to get four different people to here and there and do all the things. And, you know, there's many times when all four children are trying to ask me for something at the same exact time and I'm cooking dinner or clean, you know, it's just a lot. And I try so hard not to get frustrated or, you know, feel or show that I'm overwhelmed, but I know that sometimes it happens. And I don't know, somehow recently it came up in something with Ella Ray and I said, do you think you'll have kids? She said, well, not four, because four children is a lot. It is just too many for one mom to handle. And I was like, oh, gosh. I mean, obviously, I don't know that I've said that in per se, but she obviously has picked up on my frustrations of parenting with so many small people and working full time and all of this. So, yeah, I do. I'm trying to be more conscious about, okay, let me not say to everybody just be quiet for a second or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, what do you need? What do you need? What, you know, calmly handling everything. But I do think that they pick up on so much and we do have to be careful. I don't know. It's hard because sometimes I feel this really big pressure of parenting is so important and so much and what – how am I doing any of this right? You know, you just feel so much pressure and it's such a serious thing. And then other times you just have to say like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't worry about it. I'm doing my best. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I feel like if you can be aware of some of this stuff that's a trigger for you, even 40% of the time,
right.
you're already winning the battle.
True.
Because you're human and by the way, like, life happens.
And it says in the article, look, every parent's going to lose it at some point. We're not trying to say, here's how to be perfect.
Sure.
It's just, but yes, be aware of your own past and how that's going to affect your parenting and try to be conscious of it. One of the quotes, other quotes I wrote down, when your child needs guidance, they won't be able to benefit if you give it to them when you're angry.
Yeah, of course, right? That makes
but
perfect
it's just,
sense.
It's when they are toddlers doing all the things and pushing all your buttons, it's so hard sometimes not to just say, you know, to just not keep your cool. And it really kind of puts it in perspective when you think, how are they going to be able to learn from you if you're getting upset about these things?
Well, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but I feel like the trend in parenting right now is like, don't even try to correct or parent a kid when you're upset and they're upset, because nobody can communicate and nobody can listen when emotions are high. Like, you have to like kind of come back to the situation and be like, okay, remember when we all lost our cool? Here's what we learned from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, this next article, when I assigned this one, I didn't realize it was like going to be so heavy.
Yeah. Interesting.
I had to read it like three times just to make sure I was totally understanding it. This one is from thedesert.com, and it says, perspective, the problem with valuing parenting like paid labor. The family needs to be defended as good in itself to hold its own against market logic. So what is the difference, this article asks, between the work I do for pay and the unwaged work I do as a mother and wife? The term unwaged work implies that someone is getting away with something. In other words, like, you know, the work that you do at your workplace as an employee is not the same as the work that we do when we're at home, mm-hmm. when we're parenting, when we're washing dishes, when we're trying to teach our kids how to ride a bike, when we're teaching them hard lessons. But it's kind of funny that it kind of all falls under that same mm-hmm. umbrella. And this author is basically arguing, like, it is not the same. And I thought this was an interesting point, and I'm paraphrasing here, but she talks about, like, if you leave work an hour early to, let's say, go to your kid's assembly, that hour is worth more than the hour that you would have spent on the clock mm-hmm. at work mm-hmm. working. Like, they're both work, mm-hmm. but it's not the same thing.
And they're not valued the same.
They're not valued the same. Yes.
Yeah, the other thing that it talked about, which I had never really thought of, was about how, you know, when you're at work, you know, we inherently kind of think of our boss as the enemy almost, yeah. right? Which is funny because we actually love our boss. But, but there is kind of this adversary relationship.
Just by nature. Even yes. a boss who we love, like, we recognize that he can make decisions
that affect us
that we may not agree with. That's right. Just the nature of being a boss,
versus an employee. But mm-hmm. then it talks about, well, what about moms and dads? You know, because they're also in this family dynamic. You could say the same kind of thing. But you don't want to pit the mom versus the dad or the parents versus the kids.
Right.
It's just a very – but we kind of do inherently, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I also thought that, again, this article is like you need a couple of minutes just to get through it. It talks about how if you are working in the workplace, if you're able to take – if you're able to automate things, like let's say you're a grocery store chain and you're mm-hmm. able to have self-checkout – and you have put a whole bunch of self-checkout kiosks in the grocery store, that is like to be celebrated because you found a easier, quicker way to do work and you've saved money, right? Like you're not mm-hmm. employing more people to be at the checkout. So it's like when we try to apply that at home, like in other words, like when things are difficult, what's the first thing you do as a parent? You're like, okay, I'm going to like send my kid to daycare or like, you know, aftercare because like we got to like – how can we delegate and take things off our plate? Mm-hmm. And it's like instead of – the unfortunate part about that is – and obviously that's like a huge necessity for people. But the unfortunate part about it is like when you start delegating at home or when you start automating things to make things easier, like as a parent, you're just like missing out on like some of the best mm-hmm. part. Like this article mm-hmm. talks about like your kid's in school all day and then by the time you get home from work, you're like tired. It's about to get dark, especially this time of year. You're like cooking dinner, homework. It's like you have missed the best part of the day because mm-hmm. like our society has basically like automated or tried to make mm-hmm. work. Like we'll take your kids and we'll put them in school while you're working.
Right, right.
And it's just not – we celebrate it, but it's just – it doesn't have, again, like the same value or the same mm-hmm. – you know, it shouldn't be celebrated the same way because you are still, like, missing out on that important stuff.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. It's very interesting and things that I hadn't really thought about before.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we have a win.
Win of the week.
What is it? Tell me.
Just me and the three big kids, but we went to the Apple Orchard, and we did not go bankrupt.
Oh.
It was close, though.
What does that mean? I have not taken River to an Apple Orchard.
Oh, girl.
What do you spend money on?
All the
like
things.
Like donuts?
All the things.
Corn?
Literally, my win is apples? That we came out under $100.
Okay. Well, what do you buy at the Apple? Do you pay for admission?
No, but the one that we went to, you could either pay per person for the wagon ride, or the wagon ride was included if you go and pick apples, which mm-hmm. of course they want to go to the trees and pick mm-hmm. the apples mm-hmm. off the trees. Guess how much for a basket of apples?
How much?
$32.
What?
Mm-hmm. When you can go to like, the store. Do you know how many apples I could buy at the grocery store for $32?
A lot.
Like they are $129.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of apples. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The coffee, the donuts, the cider, the pumpkins, my friend.
I know pumpkins are expensive. I mean, River and we did go to a pumpkin patch, the one that's right mm-hmm. up the road from our house. All you can do is buy pumpkins. It's at a church.
Yeah,
that's it. But $40. $40 worth
of pumpkin?
No, but $40 like worth of pumpkins that will rot in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
They had three different sizes, and the big ones that were, like, the carving ones were, I think, 16 apiece. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if we get six of those puppies, that's going to be a lot. Yeah. I literally said, nope, we're getting the three small ones. Like, you can pick out the tiniest pumpkin, and then we'll go somewhere else to get the big pumpkin.
Yeah.
They're like, Mom, we can't carve these. I'm like, I don't care. We're not. Yeah. I'm not spending. I've just spent, like, $50. Yeah. I'm not spending another $50 on three more pumpkins.
Well, did you have fun?
It was very fun. It was very fun. But I just am amazed kind of at the racket.
Does this just go back to my whole theory that Halloween is a whole racket? Mm-hmm. Remember me saying this? Mm-hmm. Like between the costumes and the candy and the pumpkin.
Now, don't get me wrong. It was beautiful. It was a lovely day.
Worth it.
The kids loved it. And it was, you know, they were off on fall break. So, like, what else are you going to do with them all day? It was lovely. But I am shocked at the price. And it's funny because since then, my sister sent me one and I've seen so many memes about and things on social media about, like, yep, paid $68 for a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. About right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy. So go if you have some extra money that you want
to
burn.
If you're rich,
yes,
go to the apple orchard.
Go to the apple orchard or go and know that you're going to have to, like, cut back on maybe get the tiny pumpkins.
On groceries. Like you're going to have to eat ramen
and
for the next week.
You might have to have hot dogs and peanut butter and jelly for a while because it's really just that expensive. It's crazy. Like, a couple of the signs I wanted to be like, is this right? Is this a typo? I'm sorry. And they also have, like, you know, 7,000 people a day at these places.
Yeah.
Like, they are just rolling it.
I mean, presumably it's hard to grow pumpkins and apples. I don't know.
I don't know, but my goodness. A dozen of the apple cider donuts cost you, you know, $15. Mm,
I do love those apple cider
donuts. They're so good.
See?
They're so good.
Worth it.
But they're expensive. So, anyway, that was my win. We went, we had a good time, and we had a little bit of money left over to buy groceries this week.
Okay, excellent.
Just a little bit.
Excellent. Budgeting like a genius over here.
Hope you have a great week and enjoy your Halloween.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening.